It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The State Public Service Commission regulates public utilities, and in our state's transition to clean energy, the agency is increasingly involved in areas relating to renewable energy. So we examine the regulatory environment for rooftop solar. With your questions, call at any time at 800-642-1234. Conversation is right here at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Rebecca Cameron-Vock is Commission Chair of the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. Chair Vock, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for having me again.
Well, let's dip into this solar arena, if you will. Republicans in the legislature back a bill that would allow people to access community solar or shared solar projects by developers that are not utilities. What do you make of that idea?
I think it's an idea that has been gaining traction across the country, especially over the course of the last 18 months or so. And I'm a big fan of all of the above. So we in the energy industry are undergoing a generational transition as we move away from fossil-based fuels into clean sources of energy. And from all the data that I've read and all the data I continue to read, I believe that it's going to take an all of the above approach to get Wisconsin there. Certainly community solar is an incredible way to get there, because we have to be focused on all sorts of different solutions. And as this industry is changing, that means we have to look at different ways that utilities and, quite frankly, customers can be in the business of generating their own electricity.
So in the all of the above approach, that means there is space for third party developers of solar. How is solar power from these third party developers being regulated in the state?
So there's a difference between a third party financing arrangement mm-hmm. and an independent power producer, right? So the question of whether or not a third party can come in and help finance a project has been the subject of a lot of litigation, both at the commission and in the courts. And so we do currently have a couple of lawsuits that are pending. So I can't get into the specifics of those cases, but I can tell you that as a general matter, the issue has been less than clear in Wisconsin. And we've seen that play out in that a lot of customers are hesitant to go out and make a big capital investment on a solar project if they feel that at the end of investing all of that capital, they're not going to be able to interconnect to the utility. So we at the commission are working on things like the interconnection rules in the interim as the legal issue makes its way through the courts here in Wisconsin.
And when you say interconnection rules, you know, it's like these solar developers want to ensure that they're able to connect their solar arrays into a public utility system, that those two will connect.
That's exactly right. And at the core of it all, Kate, is safety. So we want to ensure that those interconnection rules reflect the latest status of the industry. So things like what's the size of the inverter, what are the insurance requirements? And those rules hadn't been looked at since they had been originally passed nearly 20 years ago. So we felt that it was extraordinarily important to take a look at those rules and to make sure that they reflect the current reality. So they're nearing the end of that process, and we hope to be able to send them over to the legislature relatively soon.
Relatively soon. I want to just turn here for a moment to protecting consumers who do want solar. We've seen the Dane County Sheriff investigating Waukesha-based Sun Badger Solar after the complaints the company failed to install solar panels for their clients. How can households and consumers be more protected in this marketplace?
So we do need consumer protection. We receive a fair number of inquiries at the commission And then, of course, those get referred over to the Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, DACCAP, because they house all of our consumer protection policies in the state. We know that consumers are becoming more educated about their electricity and their sources of electricity. But what we need to ensure is that they're also checking out their contractors if they're choosing to put solar on their rooftops, the same way that they would for any other home improvement project.
But when you say check out, there's only so much you can do if, you know, a company fails in the contract to do what they said they were going to do.
Right. That's right.
Rebecca Cameron-Vock is chair of the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. Call in with your questions, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In this state budget writing season, we examine the work of the Public Service Commission, the state authority regulating public utilities. Call in with questions, 800-642-1234. Rebecca Cameron-Vock is chair of the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. Let's bring in Chris in Port Wing with a comment. Chris, go ahead.
Hi. I want to thank you for having this great topic, and it's a pleasure to be able to talk to Chairman Bock. Chairperson Bock. Anyway, I wanted to give a quick tip on consumer safety. There's a national certification organization for solar installers. It's called NABCEP, which you can look up NABCEP on the net. It stands for the National North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners. Those of us who are certified installers have a very high code of ethics, and we are the best installers in the nation. And you can find us, and the local ones are right on our website. I also had a quick question for the chairperson.
Go ahead.
There's a good deal of funding both in the bipartisan infrastructure law that was passed last year and the Inflation Reduction Act that can go towards development of renewables and energy storage in Wisconsin. Does she see any policy changes that need to take place in order to be able to take full access to those funds? It's billions of dollars.
Chair Vock.
That's a really good question, and thanks for the information on the certification. That was helpful. No, I don't think that there are policy changes that are needed. In fact, within our state energy office and our Office of Energy Innovation at the PSC, we've been hard at work combing through the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act, working with other state agencies and also working with utilities in making sure that Wisconsin doesn't leave any of those federal dollars on the table, because we will take all of the help that we can get as we continue to build out our clean energy generation in Wisconsin.
Chris, thanks for the call. Let's turn to state budget. The legislature's budget committee crafting a plan for the two-year budget now. What are your hopes for future state funding in your area?
Well, I'm hopeful that what will eventually get passed as a budget will continue to build on Governor Evers' record of investing in clean energy, clean water, broadband access. I know the budget process it's a give and take, and it sometimes follows a winding road, but I'm confident that from the PSC's perspective, we will still be able to keep a very tight focus on energy efficiency, on ensuring the safe, reliable, and cost-effective provision of electricity and heat from our utilities, and that we will continue to work to deploy broadband infrastructure to eliminate the digital divide in Wisconsin. So I'm confident that at the end of the day, we will have a budget that will allow us to continue to do the important work that we're doing at the commission.
Let's take another call, Todd in La Crosse. Todd, what is your question?
Yes. Hi, thank you. It might be a little vague, but I've heard I'm very interested in like community sized solar projects, solar panels on a solar farm, perhaps to sell the power to an entire town or city. And I've heard our state makes it kind of difficult to do those sort of things compared to other states, perhaps because the town is then a utility. But can you comment at all about what can be done to encourage large community solar?
Todd, thank you.
Yep, that's a great question. And at the top of the hour, Kate actually mentioned there's proposed legislation that's circulating in the legislature right now that would actually make it easier for local municipalities to go down the community solar route. I think your question, the basis of the question is correct, that traditionally it has been more difficult in Wisconsin for local communities to get together and put together a community solar project. And that's because of the ambiguity that developers find when they look at the state of Wisconsin's definition of a public utility. So the legislation that is circulating right now aims to eliminate some of those barriers. And I will also say that over the years, especially the last 2 years in particular, utilities are becoming more innovative in terms of the rates and the tariffs that they are offering within their service territory to meet that need, because that is a growing
area. And yes. Chair Vock, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Rebecca Cameron-Vock, Chair of the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.